Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, fellas. Our week on Wall Street opened in the red as China's economic slowdown commingled with a downgrade in global growth by the International Monetary Fund. Concerns about U.S.-China trade talks and a continued federal government shutdown all played out on investor worries. As a result, the Dow Industrial Average sank 301 points, 1.2%. The Standard & Poor's 500 shed 1.4%, and the NASDAQ fell 1.9%, along with about 1 million Americans bearing the personal financial brunt of the continued 30-day government shutdown. There are few economic reports being released, so little information about the state of the economy for Wall Street to draw upon one way or another. One report that did come out yesterday was from the National Association of Realtors that indicated December's existing home sales fell to their lowest level in 3 years. And if all that weren't enough, many of the day's earnings releases were better than what analysts expected, but their forward projections were not very upbeat. Chip makers were particularly hard hit by China's economic slowdown, and the FANG stocks were each down between 1.6 and 4.1%. All in all, there wasn't very good financial news on the day, but we could see a possible rebound in stocks this morning. That's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
All right. Have a great day, Rick.
Thank you.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals at DB Root & Company provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.